Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Navin Pradhan with the evening news and these are the headlines. GST Council says taxpayers can file appeals against demand orders for last fiscal till January next year. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh proposes upskilling medicos with AI, quantum and other newer technologies to meet changing requirements of patient care. Minister of State for Home Affairs Ajay Kumar Mishra visits flash flood affected areas in Sikkim and Indian Air Force unveils its new ensign on 91st anniversary. Now the news in detail. The 52nd GST Council yesterday came out with an amnesty scheme giving taxpayers time till the 31st of January 2024 to file appeals against demand orders passed by tax officers till March 2023. As per the GST law, an SSE can file an appeal against an assessment order seeking taxes within 3 months of the tax officer passing such an order. This can be extended by one more month. This will facilitate a large number of taxpayers who could not file an appeal in the past within the specified time period. The council in its meeting also gave extra time to GST registered businesses to file appeals with an enhanced pre-deposit of 12.5% of the tax demand against 10% currently. In another trade facilitation measure, the GST Council has amended GST rules to provide that provisionally attached property will be released after completion of 1 year. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has proposed upskilling medicos with AI, artificial intelligence, quantum and other newer technologies to meet changing requirements of patient care and to make best use of the latest diagnostic and therapeutic modalities available. Singh was addressing the 63rd annual convocation of National Academy of Medical Sciences India, NAMS, at Ramaya Medical College in Bengaluru. Emphasizing continuous skill building, particularly in young professionals, he said, India has taken the lead in preventive and integrated healthcare under the leadership of PM Modi. Singh said professional medical bodies such as NAMS and government could come together to provide preventive healthcare to all citizens of the country. He said from 145 medical colleges in 2014, the number has increased to 260. The minister further said in a country with 70% population below 40 years and the youth of today are going to be prime citizens of India at the rate 2047. Preventive healthcare and widespread mass screening will help achieve the expected economy rate of growth set out by PM Modi. In Sikkim, Minister of State for Home Affairs Ajay Kumar Mishra visited the flash flood affected areas in Naga under Mangan district today. He assured relief and aid to the affected people, highlighting the needs to prioritize relief and rescue of the people stranded in the cut-off areas. Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang also visited the affected areas under Pidang Bridge, Dikchu and interacted with the people and assured them all the aid and support. According to Sikkim State Disaster Management Authority, the death toll from the flash flood has gone up to 33, including 9 army personnel. 105 people are still missing. 2,563 people have been rescued so far and around 6,847 persons have taken shelter in 28 relief camps. A total of 1,320 houses were severely damaged. The Indian Air Force IAF celebrated its 91st anniversary in Prayagraj, Uttar Pradesh today. As part of the celebrations, IAF organized a ceremonial parade at Air Force Station Mamrauli at Prayagraj. The parade was reviewed by Chief of Air Staff CAS and Air Chief Marshal V.R. Chaudhary. They unveiled the new IAF ensign at the parade while the previous version was lowered, folded with full honours and handed over to the Air Chief. The CAS also presented the coveted unit citations to 4 IAF units, namely 16 Squadron, 142 Helicopter Unit, 901 Signal Unit and 3 Base Repair Depot for the exemplary contribution to the service. Speaking on the occasion, Air Chief Marshal V.R. Chaudhary said that we need to understand the nuances of evolving air power, setting the pace to preserve peace if and when necessary to fight and win wars. He said the theme for this year's Air Force Day is IAF, Air Power Beyond Boundaries, and added that the theme aptly reflects inherent global reach of air power. Meanwhile, President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended their best wishes to all air warriors and their families on the occasion of Air Force Day. You're listening to the news from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Ministry of Culture organized a curtain raiser event for India Art Architecture Design Biennial last evening at National Gallery of Modern Art, Delhi, along with logo launch for the biennial. In a video message, Union Minister for Culture, Tourism and Donor, G. Kishan Reddy, announced that the Ministry of Culture is hosting its inaugural India Art Architecture Design Biennial in December 2023, with events scheduled in Delhi, Mumbai and Bengaluru. Delivering the keynote address, Minister of State for External Affairs and Culture, Meenakshi Lekhi, said the India Art Architecture Biennial promises to stand as a beacon in India's vibrant festival tapestry, aiming to showcase the nation's architectural and artistic brilliance on a global stage. Amid the ongoing escalation between Israel and Hamas, Lebanon's Hezbollah militant group fired dozens of rockets today at three Israeli positions in the disputed areas along the country's border with Syria's Israeli-occupied Golan Heights. The group said in a statement that the attack was in solidarity with Palestinian people. In response to this, Israel's military fired back at Lebanese areas and warned Lebanon's Hezbollah movement not to get involved in the fighting. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has threatened to turn Gaza into a deserted island. He asked its residents to leave now. Earlier, Israeli Defense Forces launched Operation Swords of Iron after death toll in Hamas attack rose to over 300 with 1,500 injured. Nagaland Governor La Ganesan and Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton has extended Tsonglak Ni festival greetings to Tikir brothers and sisters. In a message, the Governor said, Tsonglak Ni is a festival of sanctification and purification. Ganesan said it is also a festival of merrymaking through folk dance, folk songs and community feast. On this auspicious occasion, Governor Ganesan further wished that cultural harmony and strengthening the bond of unity is also promoted while commemorating our customs and traditions. Extending greetings, Patton said that the festival is mainly for sanctification of shield and weapons, which is very significant because these were the elements necessary for warfare and survival. The Deputy Chief Minister further hoped that the festival is celebrated with joy and happiness. All Nagaland Private Schools Association Kipiri Unit yesterday organized an inter-school volleyball and throwball competition at Loyola Higher Secondary School campus where nine private schools in Kipiri Town took part. Inaugurating the event, Reverend Father Philip Mag encouraged the students to not only study but also give importance to sports so as to make education complete. In volleyball match, Cambridge High School boys emerged as champions, defeating Holy Cross School to lift the trophy, while in throwball, Loyola Higher Secondary School girls defeated Agape Higher Secondary School to lift the trophy. During the event, certificates and cash awards to HSLC topper and HSLC subject toppers were also given away. India Meteorological Department has predicted light to moderate rainfall at many places with isolated heavy rainfall accompanied with thunderstorm and lightning, very likely over northeast states on 8th and 9th October. Meanwhile, Kohima today recorded a maximum temperature of 21 degrees Celsius and a minimum temperature of 17.2 degrees Celsius. And in the news, a reminder of the headlines. GST Council says taxpayers can file appeals against demand orders for last fiscal till January next year. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh proposes upskilling medicos with AI, quantum and other newer technologies to meet changing requirements of patient care. Minister of State for Home Affairs Ajay Kumar Mishra visits flash flood affected areas in Sikkim and Indian Air Force unveils its new ensign on 91st anniversary. And that's all the news we have for you this evening. Good night.